Good evening. My name is Jamie Decker. I'm a proud member of the John Maxwell team. I wanted to share with you just for a few minutes about one of the most important decisions I've ever made in my entire professional and personal life. You know, what sold me on the John Maxwell team from the very beginning was my personal growth. You know, I knew how important it was in order for me to get better at what I do to surround myself with people who were ahead of me, people who have done and spoke and talked and led people. You know, the opportunity for guidance and direction from people on a daily basis was an opportunity that I knew was something that could take me to the next level in my leadership journey. You know, my main reason for why I decided to join the John Maxwell team, other than John's teachings, I mean, I've been reading John's books for 15 years. And of course, I've always loved the information that I found in his books. But when I really started to think about my why, it was another book that got me thinking about it. You know, I read a book called The Traveler's Gift by a guy I've gotten to know pretty well named Andy Andrews. And it talks about seven decisions that you personally make in your life. The buck stops here. You'll seek wisdom. I'm a person of action. I have a decided heart. Today I will choose to be happy. I will greet this day with a forgiving spirit, and I will persist without exception. You know, when you start talking about these seven personal decisions in your life, this is what John talks about. You know, I needed to be a person of action. I understood that the buck did stop with me. I was the only person holding myself back from making this decision. You know, there were some things I was afraid of at the very beginning. First of all, it's a big investment. The financial investment that you make in yourself by joining the John Maxwell team, it's not an easy decision to make. But once I made the decision with the decided heart that I was certain that if I made this financial investment in myself, I wasn't going to let myself down. It became very easy for me to pour myself into what it takes to be really, truly a true part of the John Maxwell team. And I'm not a guy that has the opportunity to get on every phone call or the guy that has every opportunity to get on every Facebook page and post every single day. But I am a guy that invests in myself every single day with the tools that are given to me by the John Maxwell team. Not only do you have John's written words in his books, but the website. You know, the website, the conference calls, the opportunities of the live events where you have to be able to connect with people, talk to people about their situations, learn from them. It's an amazing, amazing experience. Now, when I started talking with Kelly Silty, who was my sales coordinator, we talked extensively before I ever made the decision to join. And we got to know each other pretty well throughout this process. And what really I enjoyed the most about that was the fact that Kelly talked to me, not like she was trying to sell me, but we got to know each other. We talked to each other. And she wanted to make sure that it was an appropriate fit for not just me, but for other John Maxwell team members as well. She understood if I was going to come on board that it was important that not only would it help me, but it would help the other John Maxwell team members grow in their personal journeys for leadership success as well. That's what really impressed me about the entire process. You know, was the fact that we had commonality in our views, in our leadership goals in our lives, what we wanted to accomplish, not only professionally, but personally, become better people. It was a unique experience, and Kelly and I became friends, and I know we'll be lifelong friends from this point on, just from that start. You know, what does it mean to be a John Maxwell team member? It's really something bigger than yourself. You know, John said to all of us in a meeting one time that he looked us all in the eye and he said, "I'm never going to die." And we all looked at him like he was crazy for a few seconds. And then we started to understand exactly what he was talking about. See, John's building something bigger than himself. He's building a legacy. And what's so great about being a part of the John Maxwell team is you're building your own legacy. You know, every time I speak 3, 4, 5 times a week, 3 at a minimum, 5 at a maximum. And the great thing about it is I know that each and every day that I go out and I share the powerful messages of leadership that I've learned and continue to hone with John's team, and I'm never going to die either. My legacy is going to live on. People are going to be talking about the information that I shared with them and how their lives were changed on that specific day that I was spending my time adding value to them. And realistically, as a John Maxwell team, that's what you need to understand. It's your job to add value to people. It's hard to add value to people if you don't understand what value to add. And that's what John Maxwell has done for me. With his information and his teaching and his team, with Roddy and Christian and Paul, and everybody that's involved in the whole process. One thing I can tell you is this, is you're going to grow. You're going to learn. There's going to be more information than you can take in. But the cool thing is you can take it in at your own pace. You can grow at your own pace. And then as you share that information with people and you see what it does to the people whose lives you're inspiring with the information that you're passing on to them, that's what makes being a John Maxwell team member special. So I hope you got something from this. I hope I was able to help. And good luck in your leadership journey. Hey, leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less, and it's a lifelong journey. Get started now. Your life will be better for it. I promise you.